When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Hey there! Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
Hey. How's it going?
It's just this time tomorrow, we're going to be almost at your cottage.
Yeah. Which is real great.
Yeah. Which means this time in 2 days, I'll be in a lake.
Yeah.
Because the first day, we're never in the lake. We got shit to do.
Like, I'm going to go in the lake the first day.
Oh, okay. That's, we'll be there. It's just been a week. So we're flying out at 6 a.m. And so there's like a to-do list. You know, we got to get the kids ready. We got to get the house ready. We got to get the dogs ready. Mm-hmm. And then the temperature, we've been under an extreme heat warning and it's been upwards of 40 degrees.
Yeah.
Which is 100, right? In Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
So 40 degrees Celsius, 100 degrees Fahrenheit and dry.
And we're like, it's not something we're used to. And our houses aren't like equipped. Like we don't have air conditioning and yeah, not a ton of people do.
No, it's like, I think it's more of a luxury here because it's so cold in the winter. There's only really a few weeks a year where it's like, oh, it's pretty warm.
But it's been real warm. Like it's been too hot to like come home from work and then
and do anything.
Do anything.
That includes cooking. That includes walking dogs. That includes like doing laundry. Uh-huh.
It includes anything. Getting ready for a vacation.
Yeah. And so future us is going to be real tickled because we've done some things. We've set ourselves up for success in a way.
When we return.
I ordered us a HelloFresh box to be delivered the day after we get back. So our first few meals back, we don't have to worry about it.
Done.
And then I also ordered us a house cleaner.
Our first time ever.
Like, we're bougie. Who gets a house cleaner?
And they're going to come clean our house the day before we get home.
Yeah. I was like, I finally looked at you because we were so stressed about our to-do list. And I was like, you know what I'm not doing in our house that is currently 27 degrees?
Yeah.
Vacuuming.
No. It's bullshit.
Yeah. Like, I'm so sweaty. And anyway, so I'm excited. Like, yeah. Our to-do list went from like an unmanageable list to like, okay, yeah, we have time to record. Also why we haven't recorded this week because our house is so hot. The idea of sitting in a room in close proximity to each other.
Yeah.
In clothes. Just.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Even if we were naked, it'd be too hot.
It'd be too hot. We'd be so sticky.
Ew.
But all this to say, we're taking 2 weeks off because we're going to be in Ontario. Uh-huh. But what that means is that you need to join us over on Patreon because we just released a bonus episode last week. And there's five other episodes that you can listen to if you haven't already.
Yep.
And
catch up. Stay up to date.
Listen to our voices.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do an off the cuff Patreon recording from Ontario.
From the lake. All right.
We'll get Jim and Melissa, your cousin and his wife, on there.
Oh, yeah. We should get them to watch an episode and then recap with them. Oh,
that'd be so funny.
That would be funny.
Okay. Anyway, look us up on Patreon. Just look up A Lesbian Recap, and $5, you get all the episodes. And we've decided our Patreon is going towards our wedding fund.
Yeah.
So.
Which we can't afford without you.
No pressure.
Okay. Huh. So season 3, episode 8. We're getting into like some more nitty gritty type episodes because the kids are getting older.
Yes. Each kid is developing like maybe a bit more storylines.
Yeah. So this is called No Sex, Some Drugs, and A Little Rock and Roll.
You know, honestly, this was stupid.
The whole episode?
The whole episode.
Okay. So it came out November 16th, 1998.
That's was very 1998.
4 days before your 12th birthday? 13th birthday?
Something like that. 12th birthday, I guess.
Mary learns about the dangers of natural energy boosters when a teammate is felled by the supposedly safe pills.
Like that and a whole lot more.
That and so much more. I just like...
Like the theme of this whole episode is addiction.
Yeah. Everyone's addicted to something.
Like addiction and maybe disappointment.
Yeah.
Or like, what's the word? Like, how do you say like when it's something's not all it's cracked up to be?
Oh yeah.
I think maybe that
is a letdown.
A letdown. Yeah.
Of some sort.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mary and Matt's storylines overlap a lot.
But so do Matt and Simon's.
Matt is the sort of, I don't know what the word is because I didn't go to English school. I don't have an English major. He's like the main person that everybody's addiction
stems from. He's really carrying the episode. Like he's like the string that connects all the stories.
Yes.
So I think we could just start off the top by saying, like, it opens up with Matt and Simon studying at the table and Matt going and pouring himself a cup of coffee. And then Simon saying, can you make me a coffee? And Matt's like, you don't want coffee. You're just a kid.
Yeah. And first of all, hold on. Do kids still do their homework at the kitchen table?
I think they should.
Yeah.
I had to. I'm old, though. Yeah. Like, where else would they do it? Like, in their room?
In their room at
their desk. I'm not responsible enough for that.
You have ADHD.
Yeah. Yeah. So Wyatt will also be doing his homework at the kitchen table.
At the kitchen table. So, yeah, Simon asks for coffee, and Matt says he's not old enough. Fun fact about me, my mom used to give me a little cup of coffee every morning before school, starting when I was 8.
Like, that's so funny. Barb, I can't wait to get your text about this. Like, what was the reasoning?
I liked it.
Yeah. Was it that you liked it? But was she coming from a place of like, maybe there are health benefits or.
I don't know.
She needed to like pep you up a little bit more in the mornings because you're a dragon.
I guess. Well, what we learned in this episode is caffeine is a gateway drug. So yeah. I wasn't set up for success.
And here you are today.
So should we keep talking about Simon like the next day when he was acting?
Yeah.
So the next day, Simon is in the kitchen and he's acting weird. He's
like a zombie.
He's acting like a junkie.
Yeah.
And Ruthie is saying that Simon was so annoying last night. He talked all night long and he was up all night long. Mm-hmm. And so Simon's acting like a 45-year-old person who is like tired because they have a dead end job and they're 45 and their kids are annoying.
And he's like jonesing
for coffee in the morning.
Jonesing for a cuppa, you know?
And so we find out that he did drink Matt's coffee.
A whole pot of it.
And he was up all night.
That'll wreck your stomach.
Yeah. Like he was doing other stuff rather than just talking. He was in the bathroom all night. And like, he's acting like he's addicted to cocaine.
Yes.
But it's coffee.
Yeah. So he like sneaks some into his thermos and he brings it to school. And then he convinces, oh, he sneaks up at school.
He sneaks into the teacher's lounge.
Yeah. And there's a teacher sleeping and he like pours it into his thermos. And then he gets Ruthie to go get him some.
So he tells Ruthie. So, yeah, he wants Ruthie to go get him coffee. And she's going to, well, sorry. Ruthie finds out that he's been drinking coffee. And he says to Ruthie, I'll pay you to not tell anybody. And not only, and I'll pay you more if you help me out. So now he hires her to be his mule.
Yeah, coffee mule.
And so he is paying Ruthie to keep her mouth shut and get him more coffee.
Yeah.
And so then she sneaks into the kitchen to fill his thermos for him. And then I think we should pause there because Ruthie, Simon,
yeah,
they Lucy, will all, and Lucy will, there's a come together. Ruthie
is addicted to gum.
Yeah, addicted to chewing gum. And somebody's giving her the gum and she's saying it's a secret. I can't tell you who's giving me the gum.
Yeah.
Like the secrets that they are implying that do in fact in lie around someone who has an addiction is very true.
Yeah.
But like they're using it as, it's funny the way that they're doing it. Like with gum and caffeine.
So yeah, Annie is on the piano practicing because if you remember, she was taking lessons as her pregnancy project.
And she was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's trying to practice, but she's getting irritated at everything. Ruthie comes in and she sits beside her and she's chewing gum. And so in every scene, Annie walks in and like has a Kleenex in her hand and Ruthie has to spit out the gum.
Yeah.
And she's like, no more gum.
She's like, who are you getting this gum from? And Ruthie's like, I can't tell.
I cannot tell you.
It was so funny though. Like she was going to snap Ruthie's neck in half.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Lucy is addicted to the phone. And so she's on the phone with her boyfriend, Jordan.
Yeah, we don't even see Jordan.
No, she's just on the phone with him, allegedly. And so she's on the phone with him.
Telling him he's going to throw out his plaid shirts is the first conversation.
Yeah, she's like, you look like a farmer. I just don't like plaid. Like, first of all, that is our badge of honor to wear plaid as lesbians.
It's offensive, Lucy.
Yeah.
And then what's her name? Annie gets the phone bill. So back in the day, I don't remember local calls costing more.
I don't know that it cost more, but I think maybe you got a report of how much you were on the phone. Because I feel like that was my first thought, but Annie didn't say like it cost.
Right. She just said, I got the phone bill and it was, you're completely out of control.
Yeah. Like how much you're on the phone.
Yeah.
And it, cause it shows how many, which numbers are being called, how many times.
I guess it still does. You just got to look it up online now.
Yeah. I'm like, who cares? And Lucy's like, or you could get call waiting or a second line like everybody else in this century.
Do you remember back in 1998 when we all got second lines or call waiting?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. The dream. We got my brother and I got a second line and it would ring twice if somebody called it. It was like a ring ring.
So it was a different ring if it was your parents' phone.
Yeah. And it was the same, but it was the same phone. So
yeah,
I guess that, so because Lucy's, what's happening is Lucy's tying up the phone line.
So people can't get through.
Yes,
which, like if Eric is working late, he can't get through to say,
I'm working late.
Yeah.
So I guess the second line in my case, it still probably would have rung busy.
Yeah, unless you had call waiting.
Yes.
And then *67, *69.
Yeah. So *69, I think was you could dial it and see who called your phone last.
Yeah. And *67 was to make it private or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is so funny. Like now my phone just tells me my last 500 people that called me.
Yeah.
And how many times.
Yeah, because they're not analog anymore.
I don't even have to answer and my phone types out the message that somebody's leaving me.
Great. It's brilliant.
It's brilliant. So then at one point, Lucy's acting like she's addicted to the phone. And she can't give it up. So then like Annie catches her on the phone and she's like, after she told her to not go on it, she's like, well, I had to call Jordan to tell him I couldn't call him.
Yeah.
And then she ends up with a beeper and she says, Jordan loaned me his beeper.
Yeah. She's like, what is this that I found? And she's like, oh, it's just Jordan's beeper. But in my mind, like, what is the point of that? If Jordan was like, oh, I'll page her, she can't use the phone to phone him. Isn't a pager just, it beeps with the phone number that you're supposed to phone?
Yeah, it's like an alert.
I don't know.
So then at the end of the episode, we do find out they're getting a second line.
Yeah.
And Lucy is tickled.
And Lucy's like, oh my God, what's the phone number? And Annie's like, I'm never telling you.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
So then there's a funny scene with Simon, Ruthie, and Lucy. And they're all sitting on the steps of the house outside talking about starting a club where they can be a support for each other to get over their addictions.
Yeah.
Like he's basically describing AA.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He's like, if it was a buddy system and if I was feeling like I needed support or encouragement, I could reach out to my buddy.
And Simon even says, hello, my name is Simon Camden and I'm a coffeeholic at one point.
Yeah.
Like,
and Ruthie's like, I don't need a buddy. I'm not giving up gum. And then she just like walks away.
Like Lucy hasn't hit rock bottom yet. No. And not Lucy, sorry, Ruthie. And Lucy also doesn't really want to give up the phone. So they're like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
But then Matt gives Simon straight black coffee, or is it old coffee? I didn't understand what he gave
him. Was like, here, drink this. And Simon's like, no, I'm addicted. And he's like, just drink it. And he drinks it and he's like, oh, I'm never drinking that again. And he's like, great. Now you're cured. You're not addicted anymore.
Yeah. He's sober from the coffee.
And then Ruthie is about to put a piece of gum in her mouth from Matt.
Oh, yeah.
We learn that Matt is the one giving it to her.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know where gum is from, don't you? And she's like, I don't care. And then he whispers something in her ear and she's like, oh, never mind.
Yeah. He's like, do you know what makes it, you know what makes gum like gummy, like chewy? Which is like animal.
Okay. Okay.
Pieces. Okay. Should we talk about.
Like, do you want to talk about Eric?
Sure. Yeah, actually, I do.
So we find out early on, Eric comes home from work, and he's like, oh my God, the best news. My old band that I was part of is coming through town for a show, and they're going to stay here. And Annie's like, pardon me? And he's like, but don't worry, they're not staying in the house. They're bringing an RV.
So this happens in the very beginning of the episode when she's frustrated with the piano. Mm-hmm. She's frustrated with Ruthie. She's frustrated with Lucy for being on the phone. And like, she is pregnant with twins.
Yeah.
And actually, it doesn't matter. Pregnant or not pregnant, if you were just like, these people are coming over tonight, I'd be like,
Yeah.
But the whole thing is that both Eric and his band were trying to call the house to let anybody know that they were coming over.
But Lucy was on the phone. And so she's like, I don't think they should stay here. And he's like, okay, I'll tell them they have to find a campsite.
And he's kind of like womp womp about it.
Yeah. He's so excited to get the band back together again.
Like, we've never heard of this band. He's maybe like semi mentioned it.
Yeah.
But also, Annie hasn't met these people ever. Like, which is weird to me.
It is weird. Like, why weren't they at their wedding? Yeah. Or, yeah.
So, can we talk about the band name?
Yeah.
The Flower and the Vegetables?
I thought it was the Flower and Vegetable Show.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Either way.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's stupid. And they refer to Eric as the flower. And they're the vegetables.
Gross.
So then, yes.
So they roll up in their RV. They come in and there are these like 40-something year old.
Like 70s flower children stoners.
Yeah.
And like, they're so funny.
And they're like, hey. And so they meet Annie and they're so excited. And then Annie's like, oh, like, don't you have wives and children? And one of them's like, nope, you can't blame us for overpopulating the earth.
Meanwhile.
And then she like looks down and everybody looks at her belly and he's like, oh.
Because so Eric and Annie had booked them a spot at an RV park. And when they told them that they booked a spot at an RV park, they got all sulky.
Yeah, like rude. They were like, oh, it's just that it's 30 miles away and we were so excited to spend time with you.
All this quality time with you. But then it comes to light that like maybe Eric doesn't have anything in common with these people anymore.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, it's fine. Just stay here. You just pull into the driveway.
So they make this comment about not overpopulating the planet. It's so awkward and super funny. And then they go out to the RV and Eric decides to come out to like talk to them because Annie's like, you're kind of avoiding your friends. So he goes out to the RV and they're burning incense. And Eric's like, okay, well, like, it seems like maybe you might be smoking something else. And they're like, no. And he's like, well, I just need to let you know that my best friend is a cop, Sergeant Michaels. And he comes over here all the time unannounced.
And we have a zero drug policy in our house.
Yeah. Meanwhile, well, we'll get to that in a second. Meanwhile, Simon's doing caffeine.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they're kind of weird about whether they're smoking weed or not. I wrote that they were definitely smoking weed, but.
Yeah, I wrote the pot. And then in brackets, we learn later it's cigarettes.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, we gave up pot so long ago. And he's like, lots of people think that we still smoke weed, but we don't. We're just smoking cigarettes. It's the one thing we couldn't give up.
Yeah.
And then there's a scene where Simon and Ruthie are playing hacky sack with the three bandmates.
Yeah.
And then Ruthie is coming in and asking, like, is Janis Joplin still alive? And Annie's like, no, she died from drugs. Is Jimi Hendrix still alive? No, she died from drugs. And like, is he like, is Keith Moon still alive? No, he died from drugs. Like, she just, it's, yeah. I don't know.
Like, who are these band people talking about? Like, why are they talking about all these people that Ruthie's now realizing they're all dying from drugs?
Yeah. And then, so then at the very end, Eric is not around. We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get where he is.
And so the band is like, well, we're playing tonight and we need somebody to help us. And so Annie, we heard that you play a mean piano. And so Annie's going to like relive a dream.
She's going to live out a fantasy.
Live out a fantasy, sorry.
She's always wanted to jam with a band. And so she's like, well, I'm not very good. And they're like, well, we'll figure something out. But then when she tells Eric,
oh, he gets so salty.
He's such a pouty little bitch. I want to flick him right in the face. She's like, yeah, I'm going to jam with the band later. She's like trying to pick out what to wear. And he's like, oh, with my band? Like,
Eric, you haven't even been around.
Yeah, you've been dealing with other things and avoiding your friends.
And you suggested that they were smoking weed, which we find out they weren't smoking weed. And you don't even, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Not great.
So then the very last scene is everybody at, I don't know, the billiards maybe.
I just wrote ... the concert.
The concert.
It is terrible. It's like they took some neon poster paper and cut out 70s flowers. Like, whatever image is in your head is probably right. Like, the rounded petals, the big flowers. And they've taped them up all over this wall behind them.
Yeah, they're trying to make it look like 1969, like Woodstock or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and their singing is actually atrocious.
Yeah, they're singing the song Sunshine of Your Love by Cream.
Right.
But not a great version of it. Not a great cover band.
But Eric's there. He's singing. Annie, they decided to give her a triangle. And she's rocking it.
She owns that triangle.
Yeah, it's her bitch. I've never seen someone ding a triangle quite so enthusiastically.
No, me neither.
So, I think Eric sort of has this moment of like, oh, this could have been me, but like, they're kind of losers. Like, they don't own homes. They don't have wives. They don't have kids. They just literally live in a tiny RV together and travel around
playing gigs.
Shows. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is like, fine if that's your lifestyle.
Yeah.
But, and like, are these from high school?
I think so.
And then Eric's the only one that went off to like Reverend to seminary. School.
Yeah.
Right. I always forget what it's called.
Rev-U. That's what they call it.
Okay, so Matt is struggling to stay awake. Coffee's not doing it for him.
Because he's got some big exam coming up, and he's not even going to remember anything. So, but he goes to the library for like a study group.
Yeah, and his friend, so that friend has been in the show before.
Oh.
I'm sure of it.
I didn't recognize
him. But I didn't look it up. Anyways, he hands him a bottle of...
Perka something?
Yeah, it's ephedrine.
Right. But it's all yellow and it's like all natural.
Yeah. And everyone's getting it from like a
health food store
of some sort. And so his friend is like, you can take these. They're so safe. They're from a health food store. It's made of herbs.
Yeah. They just give you some energy.
Yeah.
And Matt's like, I don't know, man. Also, they're about the size of a dime each pill and they're bright yellow. And I thought it was funny that like, I don't know why it seems funny that they're carrying the whole bottle around.
Yeah. I know. Like, I guess because it's not illegal.
Yeah.
So they've got this. He's got this. And his friend doesn't just give him two pills. No, his friend gives him the whole bottle. It's probably worth like $150.
Yeah.
So Matt takes the pills and he.
The bottle.
The he whole bottle. Them. Yeah. He takes the whole bottle of pills home, into his body.
They do not enter his mouth.
Matt takes the whole bottle of pills and dies.
No. Yeah.
So he takes them home and just leaves them on his nightstand. Meanwhile, Mary is trying to. Oh, so Mary's the basketball court is getting refinished or something, and so they need to play basketball training on the outside court near Diane's house. We know lesbian Diane when they had that moment.
Several moments.
And so Mary's like, Diane is so intense this year. Like, she's good. She's doing so great. And I don't know where she gets all this energy from. And Diane's like, hey, Mary, guess what I got?
All natural health supplements, energy boosters.
Bright yellow energy boosters.
And she's like, don't worry. My dad got them for me. We both take them. And Mary's like, oh, I don't know.
So Mary takes one. And she is jacked.
Yeah.
Her hands are shaking. And she's like, I'm going to play basketball all night long. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like,
I got so much energy. I don't think I'm going to close my eyes tonight. And Diane's like, yeah. And if you take two or three, they work even better.
She says two pills are better than one and four pills are better than two.
Oh, my
God. Diane. So then there's a scene where Mary is in Matt's room just briefly, and she sees that Matt has the pills. So then she's like, well, if Matt's got these pills, they must be safe. He's my big brother.
Yeah, everything he does is right.
Yeah, just like he drinks coffee, Simon said, so it must be fine.
And Matt is the one giving gum to Ruby.
Exactly. So Eric finds out.
In the funniest way.
How does he find out again?
Like, he goes.
Tell us.
And he's like, hey, would you take this cup of coffee up to Matt? I know he's been studying. So Eric goes into Matt's room up in the attic with a cup of coffee and he puts it down. And then Matt's asleep on the bed with a book on him. Right. And he turns around and sees the pills and he picks it up and looks at them. And without even trying to, like, he's not like, hey, Matt, are you awake? He's like, what are you doing with these pills? And Matt's like, oh my God. Like, you know, when you're woken up, I just did this to you this morning.
Yeah, you did this morning.
I thought you were awake. And I was like,
you weren't like, hey, love, are you awake? You just woke me up with a sentence. And I was like, what?
I was offering to take the dogs for a walk before it got too hot and letting you sleep in.
I should have said yes in my delirium.
I know. Sorry. So then Matt's like, what? What? Oh my God. No, I haven't even taken them. A friend gave them to me. And Eric's like, these have ephedrine in them. And Matt's like, but they're all natural. And that's where Eric says, like, so is
he's
cocaine.
Like, so cocaine comes from the
cocoa plant.
Yeah. And heroin comes from poppies. And so like, but Mary's standing outside the bedroom and overhears all of this. And she's like, holy shit, Diane.
Yeah. I took one. I'm going to die now. And so, my friend Diane's taking them.
Yeah. So then Mary admits to Eric that she took one. She's like, I saw them in Matt's room, so I thought that they were safe. But my friend Diane's been taking them, and she gave one to me. And Eric's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, she's like, her dad buys them for her.
So this is where Eric was. He has to go save the day. He's got to go talk to Diane's dad.
Like, I hope none of your kids, either of your kids, have friends whose parents just stop by to talk to us about things.
Yeah, I mean, we've already had a situation where a parent reached out inappropriately.
Yeah, because their kid was saying homophobic things.
Yeah, to my kid. And then instead of reaching out to the adults, the parent reached out to my kid, but then also reached out to me and Greg and was very inappropriate.
Unhinged.
So. Anywho, so Eric just shows up.
A story for the Patreon. Yeah,
that is true. Eric just shows up at Diane's house and confronts the dad. He mansplains ephedrine to him is what he does.
And I feel like they made this dad sort of like, it seems like he's an single parent.
Yeah.
And the dad's sort of like dumpy. He reminds me of George Costanza a little
bit.
He
does. Yes, that's a good.
And he's like, well, you know, thank you so much. I appreciate your concern. I will definitely look into this. But, you know, me and Diane, we've been taking these for months and we've never felt better. We're very healthy.
And Eric's like, you're going to have a seizure, you're going to have a heart attack and die.
And if you combine it with any other stimulant like coffee or pop, it's even worse. And he's like, this is how many kids died. This is how many people die. So then Eric leaves. And
Eric leaves. And then the dad admits to Diane that he just agreed with him to get rid of him.
Yeah. Diane walks in and he's like, God, I'd say anything to get rid of that guy. And Eric overhears it. And he's like, oh. So then Mary decides maybe I can talk to Diane and get through to her as a peer.
And so she shows up and she's like, Diane, like, these pills made me feel awful. Like, my heart was racing.
Well, so everyone's going to the concert. Oh, yeah. Don't forget. Right. And so Mary's like, I'll meet you at the concert. I'm going to stop and talk to Diane first.
I'm going to try to intervention Diane quick on my way to the concert.
Yeah.
And so they're playing b-ball. And Mary confronts her. And Diane's like, well, I'll stop taking them at the end of the season. And the entire time this conversation is going on, what's Diane chugging?
An orange soda.
Yeah, a pop.
Soda pop.
And so Diane is popping these pills and chugging a soda right in front of Mary. Well, Mary's like, you need to stop. But she's like, I'll stop at the end of the season. Like, I just got to get through this great season I'm having. I'm riding high on my high.
Yeah, I've never felt better. I'm so healthy.
And then Diane collapses.
She goes and shoots the ball and then just stops and you just see the back of her.
Yeah.
And she turns around and clutches her arm.
Her left arm.
Her left arm. Like in the 90s, that was the telltale sign was
heart attack was left arm. Grab your left arm.
And so she grabs her arm and collapses. And then Mary runs over to her. And I know it's for dramatics, but I'm an action taker and she just looked around for too long while Diane was having a heart attack.
A heart attack on the
court. And she was crouched over her just looking around. And I get that you don't have a cell phone.
Is the court either at Diane's house or like in the park near Diane's
house? Yeah, I think it's near Diane's house. It's like the community court.
Because it's also on the drive home from the concert.
Yes. And so after the concert, Eric and Annie...
And they were just like, oh, it's weird Mary didn't show up.
Yeah. Like I wonder if she's still talking to Diane.
Like, if my 16-year-old daughter was like, I'm going to go confront my friend's drug addiction, I'll meet you there, but then never showed,
yeah,
I'd be more concerned.
They're just like driving, talking about how great the concert was. It was so great to play with the band. And then they're like, what's that over there? And there's ambulance lights a-blaring. And Diane, they're working on Diane.
Yeah. So they pull up and Mary's like, oh, it's Diane.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
They won't tell me anything. So, of course, Eric walks over to get the lowdown and they'll tell him.
Yeah.
So Diane's had a major heart attack. It's not funny.
It's not funny, but like it was a little funny the way they did it.
Yeah. And then the dad, Diane's dad, is there and like looking at Eric like, oh my God,
he was right. Yeah.
And then they hop in an ambulance, which I know that it was the 90s, but this ambulance looks like it's from 1972.
Yeah, it just looked like an old like camper van.
Yeah. It's probably like what they could afford to get
for the show. Yeah. Anyway, it takes it away and Mary's like, will Diane ever be able to play basketball again? And Eric's like, well, first they're just going to make sure they can keep her alive, basically. Like, calm down, Mary. Get your priorities straight.
Like, she might die.
Yeah. And
that's it.
I literally just wrote dot, dot. My last two notes are dot, 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 the concert, and then Diane's heart attack.
I know.
It was very, like, everyone overcame an addiction.
Yeah.
Just like that.
And then, so then Matt at the very end has a realization. He says to Eric, Eric says to Matt, you got to watch what you're doing. Like, all of your siblings look up to you. You're the older brother. And he's like, oh, like, Mary did the pills because he saw Matt doing them. And then the coffee and the gum.
The phone was the only one that didn't really... But they were like, oh, yeah, Lucy, the middle child. We need to write her in something.
What addiction is she going to have? Yeah. Phone.
I'm surprised about the lip gloss.
Okay. So next episode is called Let's Talk About Sex.
Oh, man. I'm bummed that we're not going to watch it until we get back.
I know. It's Sex in Seventh Heaven as Mary sneaks off to a co-ed sleepover. And Lucy wants to take her relationship with Jordan to the next level. And mom befriends two pregnant, unwed teens.
Oh, my God.
And, like, also that and so much more, for sure. Because
for sure.
It's never synopsises what... are.
Yeah.
Synopsises or synopses?
I like both. I like synopses.
Okay.
All right. We got to finish laundry, finish packing, drop some dogs off, and go to a birthday barbecue.
Oh, my God.
That's too all much. Before going to bed, hopefully before 9, because we have to get up at 3 to leave for the airport at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. to take off at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm.
And then it still takes like an hour to rent the car, and then it's a 3-hour drive on the other end. It's a long day.
It's a long day, but
it's rewarding at the end.
Worth it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, everybody. See you later.
Bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.